Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up.
Episode 228 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Holy crap.
Where do you even begin when you have 5 weeks, 6 weeks of stuff to talk about?
We recorded episode 226 a month ago today.
Yeah, it really was.
A month ago today.
Yeah.
And... It's been a month, and we went on a cruise together.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, but, you know, more
you went to the craziest Leonardo DiCaprio party in Florida.
The Great Gatsby party. Yeah.
Holy shit. We had to talk about that.
And our Brooklyn Boys meetup that we had with the Slices.
I'm going to owe a lot of names to people, and I apologize.
I think we should start there.
Okay, first of all, so if you didn't have a chance to come, a lot of you I know said you wanted to come and you weren't able to come, and that's, we wish you all could have been there.
Yes.
That being said, people came in, and if I miss any cities or states, I apologize.
Why don't we ping pong back and forth until we run out of places?
I have the list in front of me, so but before we get to the list, these are just places that, now obviously if you came from New York or New Jersey, we expect that, and we appreciate it, but there are people who flew in or drove or took buses for hours. So
hours and hours. And one guy who squandered his only two vacation days of the year and he can't take off till Christmas.
And one couple that flew in from, I'll start it with, we're going to talk about them a little bit more. They flew in from Iowa for their wedding anniversary just to come to the meetup.
Yeah. So,
and they brought us both gifts.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that later.
Iowa. Iowa. Vermont.
Philadelphia.
New Hampshire.
North Carolina.
Pennsylvania. Lancaster.
Okay. Hawaii.
Connecticut.
West Virginia.
Boston.
Buffalo.
How many? Are there more? I mean, New Jersey. I know there's New Jersey and New York, the tri-state area.
Yep.
Yeah, those, that doesn't count because that's local. But still, I mean, all right, where else?
No, that's it.
That's it. Oh, we got it. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. So thank you for coming out to Benjamin's Steakhouse Prime a couple of weeks ago.
I did want to shout out someone else. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yep.
One of our listeners, and I don't know if he wants me to give his name, but he knows who he is. He's a religious Jew, which means he can't drive on the Shabbos, on the Sabbath, rather, on Saturday, but wanted to come to the event and had DM'd me, what time does it end? Will you be there? And I'm pretty sure I told him 5 to 8. It's in all the posts. Well, he waited till sundown, drove over an hour, and got there after we left.
After we left.
So
sorry. Yeah, we won't give his name out of saving him the embarrassment.
But out of respect, we wanted to mention him because that's awfully, you know,
that was
we
kind. Appreciate that. So with that said, we have a special item that is up for sale, don't we? Or are we not doing that?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, and we didn't. We were meant to make an announcement on the microphone that night, but maybe we got drunk. I don't know. I was not drunk. We forgot. We have a special limited edition Brooklyn Boys Meet Up T-shirt that is available
for everyone, even if you didn't come to the event.
Yes,
but if you went to the event, you have to get this.
You got to buy this shirt. And
it says,
we're supposed
Benjamin
to have a
Steakhouse Prime steak dinner. There's a steak on it.
Yep.
It's really well done. It's in steakhouse colors, and I couldn't be more excited about it because I ordered mine yesterday.
Yes,
I haven't gotten it yet.
This is a limited edition now, and it's called. Go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's our remember that website. Reacquaint yourself with it because the Brooklyn Boys steak dinner T-shirt is right there for $22.99, right up in your face as the first item up for bids. That is like a brownish color, and it's done in that old school style logo. Yeah. And
unlike us, it's classy.
It's commemorative, and it also has a phrase on it that drives Brody nuts.
Oh, Scary and Brody?
No. It says, it says both Scary and Brody and Brody and Scary.
Yeah, it does say, yep.
It says first annual.
Yeah.
How can something, we've talked about this on this podcast.
Well, no, I'll tell you why it's the first annual. I understand people go crazy that it can't be annual, but here's the thing. It says first annual.
The first one should just be the shirt. It shouldn't say first annual at all. It shouldn't say anything. It should just say meetup because the sequel shirt, when we do the second one, should be second annual. You start at second. You don't start at first annual.
Well, here's the thing.
First of all, you don't know, are we going to do this again in 3 months?
Well, now we have to do it again in a year because now we're obligated by the shirt. That being said, we both had a chance to approve the shirt before it was made.
Yeah.
We both looked at it and went, "Oh, that's awesome." I'll tell you why first annual is okay.
Yeah.
Because it's the first. People like to know it was the first. They were the first one.
Yeah.
And annual because if all goes well, I'd like to do it again. The restaurant said we could come back. They loved it.
But saying first annual about anything, whether it be a T-shirt or just in life, is basically predicting the future.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you have a first birthday,
it's just happy birthday.
No, but if you happy first birthday, you go to a birthday party. How old is the kid? It's the first birthday.
But you're celebrating the year that was. You're celebrating something, a past event. It's like, it's been 1 year. So this entire year you've been alive.
Right.
Right. But first annual means, I don't know, I just feel it's redundant. It's a redundant phrase.
It's not redundant. It's not what it means. It's just, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Because it's just, but this is what you get to write first. If you just wrote the word first, then what would that mean?
Yeah.
He's right. First meetup, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Matt from the merch company is saying, way to sell T-shirts, Scary. No, but the truth is, you want one of these because it's a limited edition. Okay.
And it's the first annual shirt.
I guess. I don't know, Slices.
I like it.
I think Brody is wrong, but
no, I said I liked it. I'm about the shirt because the shirt's awesome. And you're nitpicking our own stuff.
I know. Seems... No, and you don't. And you don't.
I don't nitpick stuff we designed.
Listen, while we're on the topic, because we may not come back in this direction.
The boys, they love to give me stuff.
Free shit for us. Tempo, David Brody.
Oh, I'm there.
Free shit for us.
I'm slightly delayed then. That's why.
You are slightly.
My fault.
Free shit for us. I can't believe that beautiful couple Kevin and Liz. Kevin and Liz came from Iowa celebrating their anniversary, and they were all dressed up. I would say that they were some of the best dressed that night. Everyone was dressed up. I think we were the ones that were least dressed.
Well, Shady Jew Mobster painted his toenails for us.
Did he really? Blue and orange?
No. He painted them green and white for the Jets, but I'm a Jets fan, so I'll take it.
That was just the rot setting in. I don't know. The moss.
Oh, no.
The moss. I'm kidding, Shady Jew. Shady Jew.
By the way, you could talk about the free shit for us because I want to talk about some of the things that happened. So let's go.
Really quickly. So yeah, thank you, Kevin and Liz. Dear Scary, I'll probably reiterate, this is your card as well. We wrote similar things. We're excited to see you guys at the meetup. We love the Brooklyn Boys podcast. We hope you enjoy these Iowa gifts. So basically, there was a Brooklyn, Iowa t-shirt that said on it, it was No Sleep Till Brooklyn, the Beastie Boys reference, clearly, right. Our theme song.
But there is a Brooklyn in Iowa.
Yeah, and it was a picture of Iowa with the pinpoint, the dot that says Brooklyn. So No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Iowa. That was awesome. I got a Brooklyn, an Iowa coaster. What else was in that package? A mug. Yes, we got an Iowa. Yeah. So it was
It was a bunch of stuff from a really cool store in Iowa.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And they put blue and orange tissue paper in the bags.
Yes.
Which is a nice touch. Shady Jew, you should pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue and orange. That was great.
So thank you so much, Kevin and Liz. I was just very, really touched. We were touched by your free shit for us. Okay, so let's move on to, was there anything free else? I think that was it, right?
No, you know what I was looking for? And I should have had it ready. I apologize. It's my fault. One of our slices, and she knows who she is. We'll have to post a picture. Let's see. Hold on. We'll post the picture on our Instagram, and you'll be able to see the dress and who posted it.
Yeah.
But one of our listeners posted a dress she had custom made, and it was all Brooklyn Boys logos.
She wore a dress that was was our logo all over it. It was a blue dress with the orange logo. It was, oh my God, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
So thank you for taking it to the next level. Now, other people that were there enjoyed some free shit for them. We gave away all kinds of tickets to concerts and, you know, all kinds of things.
Some merchandise. We gave everyone 40% off during the dinner off our merchandise store.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Brody had no clue that I was coming with a trunk full of Brooklyn Boys merch from the merch store. You were fit to be tied at first.
Yeah, because we're trying to sell merch at a discount to the listeners. And you're like, hey, I got my stuff on my trunk.
Free water bottles, free everything. Yeah, it was good.
You are not the smartest salesperson in the world.
So highlight from the night.
Well, first of all, shout out to Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly was our opening comedian. Tom is
He
was awesome. He is a warm-up comic, which means he gets the crowds ready at talk shows like The View and Good Morning America, and he warmed up the crowd for us, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
Gandhi was there from the morning show.
That's right.
So,
Our friend Dina with the pink hair, who does a lot of the makeup and the hair for our morning show
and
people.
And Amy Fries, who's a local weather person here in New York. We love Amy.
Yes.
The reason I mentioned Gandhi
And our friend Cheryl Crowley.
Yeah, again, but I was going somewhere with the Gandhi thing.
Yep.
She was there to show support, and everyone was happy to see that we're friends, and there's nothing, all the rumors, nothing with nothing. So anyway, a lot of our friends showed up. Spruce on the Loose. Spruce was there.
That was a
People
big surprise.
People took his picture. If you check out, everyone tagged me and Scary and the Brooklyn Boys. You can see pictures of Spruce.
Yeah, he exists, folks.
He allowed himself to be photographed. He said to me,
rare occasion.
Everyone was going up to him going, my man, Spruce. They were all manning him. And he had no idea that that was the thing on our podcast, that it
he
took
didn't?
Off like that.
How does he not?
He came to me that night and called me the next day, and he said, your fans are awesome. They were so nice to me, and they really appreciate the times I've come on. He's so humble as a human being. He was dumbfounded with how the slices were like hugging him and taking pictures. I was like, your listeners too, Spruce. You're a part of this podcast. You've been on enough times to be a cast member. And thanks to everyone who was nice to Spruce. It meant a lot to him.
All right, travel. Right after this, can we travel back in time to our cruise Can we get to that real quick in a bit?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Man, roll back the hands of time, because 3 weeks ago we went on probably one of those bucket list item checking cruises of our life.
Yeah.
It was a trip of a lifetime for me. I'm sure you'll feel the same way.
Oh, same. I took my wife. You took your girlfriend.
Robin.
And the whole morning show was there with their spouses. And we had a fantastic time. So a lot happened to me, as you can imagine. A lot of ranty things happened. I have so many things that happened to me on the cruise.
You could spread it out over the next 6 weeks.
legitimately, like, it's going to be at least 3 episodes. So I don't mean to bore you with, like, oh, he's talking about the cruise again. But I'm hoping as slices, you will appreciate all of the stories. Now, I did tease one that happened at the end of this trip, but I teased it at the meetup that I was going to mention it. So even though it happened at the end, I will mention it. But I did want to say one thing that I learned on my cruise. Now, we started off in Amsterdam.
Iceland.
Sorry, that we ended in Amsterdam. Started off in Iceland, spent 3 days there, which we'll talk about. Then we went, the cruise went to
Ireland. Cork, Ireland, where Cork, at that Ireland. Point, so a lot of people jumped off. Brody stayed on and had other adventures. But I went to Dublin for a night. But on the way to Dublin, I went up to the Blarney Stone and I had a little bit of an experience there.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yep. Just want to finish the cruise. Then the cruise went to England,
mm-hmm.
where we went to see Stonehenge. Talk about that. A lot of stuff happened there. And then we went to Amsterdam, which is my new favorite foreign city.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah?
Oh my God. But here's what I learned.
Did you bang a hooker?
No. Oh. No, dimwit. No, but here's the thing. Words in other languages.
By the way, it's legal.
I know.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. That's why I did it. Wouldn't do. Okay. Because I was worried about the law. We'll talk about that too. So some words in other languages sound much better. Like you and I love cheese.
We love. Yeah.
Mozzarella cheese. Provolone cheese.
We love Gouda. We love Brie. Well, some of us like Brie.
I don't like Brie.
All right. But you know.
But in France, yeah. In Paris, where we went,
Emmentaler.
They call it fromage.
Fromage.
And I think fromage, you can say it so many ways.
I would like the Gruyere fromage. Yes.
Hello, how is sweetheart? Would you like to share some wine and fromage?
Fromage.
Whereas in America, it's like cheese. You want some cheese? Take a picture, say
it
cheese.
It just sounds sexier in France.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to have a cheesesteak sandwich? Yeah. What do you want? You want fries? You want cheese on those fries? Yeah, cheese. Give me cheese.
When I think of cheese, I just think of the TikTok videos where they're throwing yellow American to people in their face. That's cheese. Cheese. Cheese right. Is the Kraft singles.
When somebody makes a really bad joke, you go, that's cheesy. That's it. It's just, but then you go to France, and it's fromage.
Fromage.
Would you like me to throw some fromage in your face? And you go, fromage.
Open up the cellophane and throw some fromage at me.
So we went into a couple of cafes, and there were like different things in like the bakeries, and I'm like,
I experienced that in Italy.
You know how French people come in and go, hey, how you say? And then they say the word. They go, hey, how you say basketball? You go, that's it. Yeah. They go, how you say bathroom?
Yeah.
Even though they knew how to say it, they go, how you say? But I don't know how to say how you say in French.
Yeah.
So I was going, how you say?
How you say?
Fromage.
Fromage. So, yeah. And you don't mind paying triple at that point because no, it's a fancy it's word.
Fromage. It's fromage. Yeah. I don't care how much it is. It's fromage. It's great.
God. Well.
Oh. Yeah,
so no. So I had a similar experience because a parallel. I went to I jumped off the ship and I went to Sardinia, Italy, and Lake Como, Italy. Como, which I had another experience there where
you got to say that slowly.
Why Lake Como?
Because it's. Ah! God, what?
Like I said, Lake Como, Lake Como. And a lot of people say Lake Cuomo. It's not. It's Lake Como.
See, my wife and I honeymooned in Switzerland, and we went to the other side of Lake Como that you did, the other side of the one that you did. And so when we came back, we were like, oh, we went to Lake Como. And they were like, where did you go? Well, Lake Como.
Right. We had a lot of fake.
Not that there's anything wrong with going to that lake if you want to go to that lake, but that's not where we went. We went to Lake Como.
We had foodgasm moments in Italy, especially in the breakfast. But anyway, so did you have a point to make about fromage?
No, that was my point. That word, like I think Americans, most Americans don't like foreign language. Yeah. They don't like it when people speak other languages. All I'm saying is that should be like one of those words that we just suck into our language and make it like our
language. We should make it ours too. Why not? Fromage.
Right.
Even if we gave it our American spin, fromage, it would sound better than cheese.
Right. You know how I hate when people say cheese pizza because that's redundant, right?
Yeah.
If you said fromage pizza, I'd be okay with it.
Oh, you mean like first annual?
Yeah, dick.
So that's
can I start with what happened at when we got to the airport?
Yeah, you can. Feel free to go right there.
I want to tell you a quick story about that. And then I want to talk to you about our experience together at the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. Oh,
we swam in the Blue Lagoon together.
We did, and we had facials, not at Lake Como. we did mud masks.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. We'll get to that in a minute. So going through TSA, you know when you have to like take your shoes off or not take your shoes off and put your certain things in buckets, whatever, right? So the buckets are there, and you're supposed to push your own buckets into the X-ray machine.
Yes.
Well, the two girls in front of me had no interest in pushing their own buckets. They put them there. They put their stuff in the buckets, and they didn't roll them on the rollers. They just walked away to get, like, x-rayed. They just stood there.
Yeah.
So people are like, hey, move your buckets.
Yeah.
They got yelled at. So you got to move your buckets.
On the back end of that, I hate something that happens every fucking time. And it's the people when you get x-rayed and you're waiting for your stuff, first of all, you shouldn't stand before me if my stuff is coming first. Stand after me because if your stuff is coming first, you got to go to the left of me if we're looking.
Go to the end.
Go into the order in which, right. So let your bucket slide to the end and then mine will come in behind it and you're to the left of me.
100% agree.
Don't stand to the right of me because
they stand just as it's coming out.
Right.
Then they're loading their pockets while your thing is stuck in the x-ray machine
and
you can't get
it. Do it in the order that it went through the belt.
Move along.
Don't be a bucket head. Like a buckhead, a fuckhead, because we return the bucket when you empty it. Don't let all the empty buckets pile up because now one is going to
No. Don't let them not pile up. Don't let them like all in a row.
No.
You have to
take
pile
your
them
shit.
Up.
No. Don't let them. don't take your shit out and leave the bucket on the conveyor.
Right. Pile them up.
Right. Because otherwise what happens is the bucket line, assembly line, then buckles. Nothing comes they start right. buckles. It buckles right. and one goes flying in the air because they're all empty. Don't do it. Like, be courteous. Hey, remember the old saying, the old VHS tapes, be kind, rewind.
Rewind, yep. Very yeah. good. Yep.
Just listen, I don't have a rhyme for you or anything fancy, but just when you take your shit out of the bucket, just take it and pile it at the very end. Pile it, stack
move it. Move it down. Don't be a clown. How about
move
that?
Move it down, don't be a clown, and stack it.
Or I'll beat you down. Okay.
Or I'll jack it.
So as we're on the line on with, you know, the stanchion poles, there's one, I guess, a TSA agent, and A doesn't stand for agent, so I'm allowed to say that. He's a TSA agent, and he's got a metal table that he's standing behind. The metal table is with, and the buckets are on a shelf at the bottom of the table. And what this guy does is he takes the buckets that are coming back, the used buckets, and he puts them under the table, right?
Yep.
Then you reach under the table and grab a bucket. Now, he could easily have put the buckets on the table, but instead he's stacking them under the table. Now, he's stacking them vertically, meaning you are on the short side of the stack of buckets. Okay? Yeah. So there's two stacks of buckets, and the short side is facing you, and the short side's facing him.
Yeah.
On the other side of the table. As soon as you take the bucket, he yells at you and goes, "Turn the bucket!" So that you turn it sideways, horizontal, so it goes through the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
And everyone is doing it and not turning it. He's like, "Turn the bucket. Everyone online, turn the bucket."
Right, because so, you want to get the most in quickest, right?
Right, right. So
surface area, folks.
Right. So I say to him, wouldn't it make more sense if you just stacked them horizontally so that they're horizontal for the person already?
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes, "Move along." No, he said, "Move along."
Because you had
he
a said, point. Move along. Because you had a point.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Amsterdam, we flew home. There's a machine that spits out the buckets onto the thing in the direction it's supposed to be, and it goes boop, to, and you put your stuff in it.
Let me add on that in the Munich airport, when you take your stuff out of the bucket on the other side, there's a conveyor that goes in the opposite direction that brings it back to the beginning of the line again. So all you got to do is take the empty bucket, place it right above to where you pulled your stuff out, and then the thing is like a chute, and it goes right back to the other side. I'm like, why don't they have this invention everywhere else? Why do I have to go to Munich?
We invented the airplane in America. Why can't we get a bucket system?
Yeah. Why? Because there's always the someone who's got to do the bitch work, probably, you know, the person who drew the short straw, that stands there at the very end of the line and have to carry stacks of buckets to the beginning of the line just and redistribute them again. Don't do that. The automatic conveyor is the way to go. Someone thought this through. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, weren't you on a plane once and a nun asked you to move? What was that story?
Oh.
Because I have a story about moving seats. But I had the
window seat. And the nun had the middle seat, but I get to my seat, and the nun was sitting in my window seat.
Jesus Christ.
Which she had no business being in. And I'm like, hi, I'm in this, I think it's you have the middle, I'm looking at your ticket, I have the window.
Yep.
And she reluctantly got that, but she was a nun dressed in a nun uniform, and she used that as a sympathy card. Like, maybe this guy, maybe I can, you know, use my power trip here in being a nun that maybe he won't question me. But
Is this the first time she's done that, or is it a habit?
Who knows? I don't know her history, but
scary?
I'm
thinking, scary? Habit?
Habit.
The thing that nuns wear is called a habit.
I didn't know that. I didn't
damn it! You're I'm Jewish.
Wait, a nun uniform is called a habit?
Yes.
All right, slices. Who knew that? No one.
Anyone Christian? Christian?
No. Frankincense and myrrh? No.
Are you telling me that
So you're saying the black and white thing
is that called a habit?
It's called a habit.
Yes. How do you not know that?
Listen, I appreciate the pun and the humor. I see where you were going, but I needed to have known that it's called a habit
before. I assumed you knew it.
Never heard of it. What's a habit?
The word habit in this instance means clothing and not something that a person does often in regular and repeated ways.
It's not a frock?
No. Well, The direct definition of habit.
I don't think nuns anyone knew
in
that.
Christian monastic orders of the Catholic, Lutheran,
they wear habits.
And Anglican churches, the habit often consists of a tunic covered by a scapular and cowl. So not all nuns wear a habit, but when people say, oh, the nun wore a habit, it's people get the joke. You did not get the joke.
That no one got that joke. No
oh,
one
people I, got that
slices
joke.
Did I not get
Shady
the joke.
Shady Jew mobster got it because he's Jewish like what me and he got it.
But yes, so the nun was wearing her habit. She was in full uniform. And I feel like she did that on purpose in hopes that I wouldn't say anything because I'd be afraid that I would be struck by lightning if I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's their power play in a way. You know, like, I'm going to sit in his seat and see if he has the audacity to ask me to move because I'm a nun. So in full nunnery.
So let me tell you what happened on our flight. So my wife and I are sitting in the first row. This is business class, so the seats are laid out differently. By the way, shout out to NCL, Norwegian Cruise Line, and our friend Julie at JAW, J-A-W-W, Media and Marketing in Florida, for making sure we had nice flights. So on this particular flight, my wife is in... I'm by the window in row one. So I'm in 1A.
Yeah.
Right. So the way the plane is, it's two seats by the window, one seat in the middle. So that seat has aisles on both sides and then two on the right. So 2-1-2. Very odd for a plane layout.
Okay.
My wife is sitting in the solo seat.
Right. Okay? The one that's by itself.
One that's by itself.
Right. I know that one. I kind of like that seat. It's like, it's my own row. Fuck everybody.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
I don't have to get up for bathroom people at the window. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, it's my own, I could get, sit down and get up at my own leisure. Don't you like that seat?
I do, yeah. So 1, 2, 3, the seat four is where my wife's seat was.
Right.
Right, not the middle seat. The seat four was the, what was that one. So she's sitting next to somebody next to the window. So all we want is for the guy in seat five by the right window to switch seats with me on the left window so I can sit next to my wife. Okay, that's it. That's all we're asking. So when he gets on the plane, the woman in the seat next to him, would be my wife. So the stewardess, the flight attendant is aware of our,
Are we boarding Pan Am?
Well, no, the reason I say something is he called her a stewardess. Called her a stewardess is what I meant to say. The flight attendant went over. No, the guy was like 75 years old and he was bitching about the stewardess. It's part of the story. That's why I was thinking about that. I was thinking ahead. The flight attendant goes up to the woman in the middle seat and says, would you be willing to change? She goes, whatever you want, dear, whatever you want. So, she lets us stand in the front, not sit in our seats. And when the guy comes to sit by his window, the flight attendant comes over and says, excuse me, would you be willing to switch to the window seat on the other side so that two of my guests can sit together? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're asking is if it wouldn't mind. And he says, my wife's sitting behind me. I'm not friggin' moving for anybody. Wow. His wife was in the window seat behind him. Not the most romantic thing in the world.
And by the way, if you think about it, how much interaction do you really have during a flight between you and your companion? With the woman behind you, right. It's your companion, I get it. But you don't have to be in close proximity if you're not going to utter more than two words and you're going to, you know, fucking zone out and watch a movie and fall asleep for the whole flight.
Right.
I mean, that's, come on. So right away, I think he's being a little petty, but continue. I'm trying to understand the layout still.
So it's 2-1-2. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the window seat on the left.
Yep.
He's in the window seat on the right.
Yep.
My wife has a seat next to him.
Yes. Understood.
Right. Okay. On the right side of the plane.
Right.
So then this Southern couple gets on the plane. How y'all doing? How so sweet. They were from Georgia. I hope I'm doing the accent justice. I'm probably not. And they're sitting in seat two next to me.
Yes.
And in the middle seat.
Gotcha. Understood.
Okay.
Yep.
So I say to them, excuse me, my wife is sitting over there. If she can sit next to me, instead of you sitting, because her husband had the middle seat, the one seat by itself.
Right.
instead of you sitting on the left of your husband, if you sit on the right of your husband, I can sit with my wife. So there's really no difference to you. You're not next to him. You're an aisle away from him either way, right? Because it's 2-1-2. You'll be on the other side of the one. She goes, oh, honey, whatever you need. You just point to the seat. I'll just sit in that seat. I'll sit wherever you tell me to sit.
Nobody cares. Right.
So she couldn't have been nicer, right? So the older gentleman sits down in the middle seat. My wife and I sit on the left side of the plane. We're together. And the woman, the Southern woman, is sitting next to the grumpy guy. The whole flight, Scary, her husband slept, and she's talking to the grumpy guy. Oh, where are you from? Oh, what movie are you watching? Oh, and the guy was like, excuse me, I'm trying to watch the movie. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. And she was talking his ear off, and I was like, good. Fuck you.
Good for you. Because that could have been you, by the way.
he could have been sitting on the other side.
You just did exactly what I told you I hate. Why did you feel the need to even move, even though your wife was on one side and you were on the other? Why do you care?
Because we sat together, Scary, and we watched TV together, and we snuggled. We, you know, it's my wife.
Okay. Again, I'll say this: how much interaction do you really have?
At some point, my wife fell asleep on my arm.
You were a little bit more justified than the grumpy guy with the wife behind him.
Yes.
You.
My wife sat next
you're
to
sitting,
me.
If you're sitting front to back, you have no communication. But right. I guess see it if you have your wife next to you. But it's not the worst. By the way, it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world, though, if you would have survived had you not been next to each other,
so
right?
So you're saying you'd rather your girlfriend be on the other side of the plane so you could have time to yourself?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would rather than... Luckily, you had a very nice Southern hospitality style couple that came
into
play.
Wonderful couple.
Right. But I wouldn't have made the ask only because I would have been afraid that it would have caused other people, an irritating time. You know, I don't know. I don't like to upset the apple cart. This is the way
You made a nun move. You made a nun move.
How?
She moved her seat.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you make the nun move out of the window seat?
No, I never did. I made the nun get up and move to her middle seat. Fuck that. I paid for that window.
Scary, I just said that.
Yeah.
What podcast are you listening to?
Yeah, but I sat at that window and she moved to the middle.
Right, but you made her get up and move. You said, I don't like upsetting the apple cart. You upset God's chosen, his wives.
But you were asking a favor of something that wasn't, that's not the way that the plan was supposed to go.
You asked some good people. You made a nun move, Scary. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Dude, I was in the right 100%.
Maybe she needed the window so she could look up to the clouds and the sky and see heaven. You don't know.
What's paid for is paid for, and what's right is right. I paid for the window seat. I just want it to go the way it's supposed to and the way that the seat scheme is supposed to go.
The way the good Lord intended it.
You're asking for people to change the plan and change the
play. It shouldn't matter. Listen, if this guy's wife wasn't sitting behind him, he still wouldn't have moved.
All right.
And then he tells his wife, you imagine the nerve of that stewardess asking me to move. He said stewardess.
Okay. We need to hit the reset button in the worst way. Is that okay?
I forgive you, my son.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
While we're on the subject of the cruise and our vacation.
Yes.
And if you're Irish, don't get offended, please.
Uh-oh. Are we jumping to Ireland now?
We're going to Ireland for a second.
All right.
So when we got off in Cork and on our way to Dublin, the Blarney Stone at Blarney Castle is on the way. Blarney Castle and Gardens, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind paying. It's a tourist attraction. They got to make their money.
Yep.
But when you arrive at the Blarney Stone, it's conveniently located all the way up like 17 flights of rocky old 1600s stairs in a crumbling edifice and uneven surfaces. And it's a twisty, windy cement staircase, like stone staircase. By the way, that would not exist in America because I don't know. It seems to be such a liability and a hazard. It's narrow and you're walking straight up a twisty, tightly wound stone staircase that's jagged, uneven. One misstep, you could roll your ankle and like fall down. I mean, there's barely any railings. So they take you on this journey, like, you know, the queue lines up from the bottom and then you have to go up this windy staircase. It takes you about a half hour to an hour to get to the Blarney Stone.
Well, luckily nobody goes there after they had something to drink.
Right. No, because there's no bathrooms.
So well, no, because they'll be drunk, Scary. They'll be drunk.
Yes, there is that.
And they'll fall off the staircase.
And now, so the Blarney...
Scary's rusty.
The Blarney Castle and the Blarney Stone, it's a castle. So, you know, you go into this thing, and I just want to know, first of all, because it takes you all the way to the top, and conveniently, at the very top, is where the, quote, Blarney Stone is. It's a singular stone.
Right.
My question is, isn't the whole castle made out of that same material? Why is that specific place conveniently at the very top of this one-hour journey up a staircase, the Blarney Stone? Why is it that one? How did it become that? And why isn't it anything else? And by the way, once you look at the Blarney Stone, it's unimpressive. It looks like, I'm like, wait a second. You have to get to the Blarney Stone, and they say the legend is that you need to kiss the Blarney Stone, because if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you will be given and gifted the gift of gab. By the way, I was born with that. So why the fuck would I kiss the Blarney Stone? If it's not a good luck thing. People think it's good luck. No, you're given the gift of gab. You are blessed with it if you kiss it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I already have the gift of gab. So I'm not fucking with that. So I'm going to pass on that for that reason. But
wait a minute. I'm looking at Wikipedia. Now, I know it's Wikipedia, but it says the Blarney Stone is said to impart the ability to deceive without offending.
That's wrong.
It's the gift of gab.
Yeah, keep looking. So anyway, when you get to that place, you have to get on your back. You have to grab onto these they put these handlebars in, they carve them into the stone. You have to get back and you have to literally imagine you were doing one of those sex moves where your wife is on her back on the bed and then you're standing over the bed and
is her head hanging off the bed?
And her head's hanging off the bed upside down. That is the exact position you have to get in to kiss the stone. You have to kiss it with your head dangling off the side of the fucking castle. Literally below is like nothing. There's nothing to grab you. You're holding onto these handlebars. There's a guy assisting you. And you have your head dangled backwards upside down. And then at the moment of impact, where you have to kiss the stone upside down, there's a camera in your face, and they do the Six Flags Great Adventure thing. Like, and then when you get to the bottom, you decide if you want to buy the fucking picture or not. It's like a tourist thing. Or you can have someone stand over you.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the Blarney Stone is like a tourist thing? Is that what I'm hearing?
Come on. But the point is, first of all,
people piss on that. Isn't that
okay?
Like a
thing? That's the thing I wanted to clear up.
Yeah.
Everyone, the rumor has it is all the locals, when no one's around, is pissing on the Blarney Stone and you're kissing it. Okay.
Yeah.
False. All right. It is heavily guarded. It's a fucking, it's a landmark, and it's a tourist thing, and it has openings and closings. No one is getting in there, breaking in, climbing up the fucking thing at 3 o'clock in the morning and pissing on the damn thing. Okay. They'll shoot you dead in the street. Okay. This is a heavily guarded, like, you know, major landmark, whatever it is in on Earth. It's like saying that you get to take a Sharpie to the Mona Lisa when no one's looking at 3 o'clock in the morning and going to the Louvre. No, it's not. Okay. So whoever came up with that rumor that the locals piss on it, I don't know where you got that from. It's just not true. But
okay,
the false part of this is you don't bless with good luck. And it is highly disgusting when you see it, Brody, because you stand in line to get to this moment where you're approaching the stone. Brody.
Yep.
I bypassed it. And the people behind me are like, what? You're not going to kiss it? You're not going to get a picture? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because I didn't want to get on my back. The stones are covered by, you know, those big, thick black bar mats that they have behind bars when you're behind a bar.
They're called bar mats.
The bar mats. Yes, that you stand on for the rubbery things. That is what's covering. That's so your back.
Nuns use those.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, fuck you. All right. But you have to lay on one of those so you don't hurt your back. And then there's one guy helping you get up and down. And then there's the guy with the picture right there in that.
So is it the fact it was gross, or is it the fact that you didn't think you could get up?
Combination of both. And you're in an awkward position because now your picture and your angle that they're shooting you at, kissing this thing upside down, is all chin. I'm like, this is not sexy. This is not going to create a sexy angle. This is the absolute worst angle of a lifetime. And you're not going to want to get pictured this way, let alone buy it for like fucking $20. And then I don't need a gift of gab. It was all kinds of wrong. And then it's disgusting. The guy Windexes, he's the best. He's wearing a mask and gloves. And every time someone kisses it, he takes the Windex bottle with this mystery substance in it, squirts it and wipes it down. Squirts it and wipes it down. So you got fucking hundreds of thousands of lips that have been on that fucking thing. That's why it's a big hard pass for me. I don't see what the appeal is. I walked past it, and the people behind me who were Irish were like, what? You spent all this time coming here? Bucket list item?
Girlfriend? Did your girlfriend kiss the stone?
No, she did not. She was like me. I was like, fuck this. So it was a bit of a letdown, guys. And I'm sorry if you're Irish. I'm not trying to offend. But what's the appeal here?
See, I would kiss Stonehenge. I'll talk about Stonehenge later on, next week, whatever. But I would not. I would no way. I will tell you one story from Ireland. Actually, I have two stories from Ireland. A quick one, and I can do one after the next break.
Did you go to Dublin?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But we went to, we took a long bus ride to the Jameson factory to see where Jameson is made. My wife happens to like Irish whiskey, and we went to Jameson. Why are you laughing?
Because we almost got suckered to go to the Guinness factory in Dublin to see where Guinness is made.
I would have gone. There was a great tour. We had a great time. Absolutely. I would recommend it. So we're on the bus, and my wife and I are sitting, I don't know, like three rows from the last row on the left side of the bus. And there's a guy a couple of rows back on the right side, and he knows everything. He's over there. That's where they have blah, 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 blah. He's Mr. Know-it-all. At some point, now there's a guy on the bus giving a tour, and we're passing some big homes, and one of them, he says, is a golf course. So this jerk off on the right side of the bus says to his woman, you know what golf stands for, don't you? Gentlemen's only, ladies forbidden. So I go to turn around, and my wife grabs mom and goes, "Don't you dare! We're on vacation." I said, "Nobody's wrong.
Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden."
And she's like, "Wow!" She was like really impressed by that. She's like, "I had no idea." Because it's not right.
You're gaining points. You're gaining brownie points with your wife by having self-restraint.
Listen, my God, I was shaking the rest of the bus ride.
Sometimes you don't have to correct everybody, Brody. Sometimes I've learned in life you can let it go. Let people be wrong and stupid. You know?
All right.
But you stayed in Cork. I went to Dublin for a night and I went to all these classic pubs. And I did get a good story from one of the most legendary bars in Dublin. That have been around since like the 1600s.
Is it a true story or
is it
a
true story? No, I didn't believe him at first. And he goes, because I wasn't going to order, I was not going to order Guinness and be basic. And my girlfriend was like, "Come on, let's get Guinness." I'm like, "That's what everybody does." No.
Yes.
And then, that's the bartender. He overheard the conversation. He goes, "Look, I'm not trying to sell you on it." He goes, "But we are Irish." And I goes, "Unlike the Australians who do not drink Fosters. And we are in Ireland, and we do drink Guinness and lots of it. We are Irish people do drink Guinness." He goes, "But it's much better here than it is in the States."
Yeah, the recipe's a little different.
Which I've heard before. Okay.
The recipe's different. Yeah.
It is, and comes down to two things. And by the way, I had a Guinness in Ireland. I don't think I could ever have a Guinness here ever again. Sorry. It is so fucking good and smooth and creamy. It is a different drink. And it is because, according to this bartender, the hops that they have there, there's some kind of preservative or something that they do there where they make it in Ireland that doesn't translate well over here.
Right.
In
it's like
America.
Trying to make bagels in Oklahoma.
Right.
You can't
so,
do it.
So it's just, it's a little different. And he said that if you want to go to America, because I said, "Have you ever been to the States before?" And he goes, "Yes." I said, "Have you ever had Guinness in the States?" He goes, "Yes." And he goes, "As a matter of fact, if you want to get amazing Guinness," and Brody, this was like, he pulled this out of his ass. He goes, need to.
No, I don't. Is that why it tastes different?
He needs to. He goes, "If you want great Guinness in the States that tastes as close as it does to here, go to College Bryan, Texas, which is the big college town, which is the big university that's there."
Wait a minute. College Bryan, Texas is a college town? Wow.
College Bryan, Texas, you know.
it's a college town.
Whatever, Bryan, Texas, whatever it is. It's called College Bryan, whatever it is. He said he went there, and I don't know what the hell an Irish dude from, you know, Dublin was doing there, but he says, and the secret is this. Places like that and other parts in America that move a ton of Guinness, and they move a lot of Guinness for some reason at that bar in that town, that's where you're going to get the good Guinness. Because when Guinness is inside the pipes waiting to be poured, things happen because of the consistency of the beer, the barley, something goes bad and stays on the sides, sticks to the sides of the pipes. So if you haven't poured a Guinness in 4 hours, it's going to taste like ass. How you need Guinness, when Guinness is in the pipes and on tap, it needs to be moved quickly. So the very fact that it's being drank in so big quantities in Ireland that every bar you go into, it's moving through the taps, means it never sits. And so it's always fresh and it's always moving. You go to bars in America where they don't pour one for more than, you know, every 2-3 hours, it's gonna turn into shite, they say. You know what I mean? So yeah, so truth be told, get your Guinness. If you're going to have it in America, the closest you're going to get is a bar that pours a lot of it because it's always moving. You don't want to go to, like, you know, the local bar in the city that doesn't, you know, they don't pour it very often. Does that make any sense?
I feel like you should hit the jingle. I feel like this is a sponsored bid from Guinness and you're not telling us.
Although you feel that I should, the truth of the matter is, I have a contract right now with Heineken, so I'm not a Guinness guy.
You. Hit the jingle. No. You non-Blarney Stone
Heineken,
bitch.
Heineken Zero.
Hit it.
What are you talking about?
Heineken's from Amsterdam. You didn't even go to Amsterdam. I went to Amsterdam.
What are you talking about?
I had Amstel.
Just
Heineken.
You led me into that.
You didn't have to mention it.
That doesn't count as a client mention.
Yes, you did. You said it. You didn't have to say it. You hit the jingle. You hit that jingle. Now that you've hit the jingle, Amstel and Heineken are from Amsterdam, and I had an Amstel in Amsterdam.
Oh, what? Excellent. You could say it and I can't?
It's not my client.
In the context of a conversation, I'm allowed to mention it.
No, you said, oh, speaking of which, that's what you did. That's what you do. You segued right into it.
You're such a petty bastard.
Aren't I, though?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, listen. We're not going to get to the Blue Lagoon story, but I have to tell.
Why not?
No, because because we're almost done, and I got to tell.
We got more commercials to play.
I know.
After this, let's talk about
the story. I'm going to need Scary's opinion, and I'm going to need everybody's opinion on this because I think I was right. Scary's not going to think I was right. It should be on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But when we come back, I will tell you the tip story to end all tip stories.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Scary and Rudy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, Scary, you have to let me finish this story. You have to wait till the very end when I say, what would you have done?
Okay.
Because I think I'm justified.
We're only three quarters there. We still have another commercial break to play later. But
do
okay,
we really?
Yeah, you're losing track of time.
Oh, man. You spent 25 minutes on the Guinness and the Blondie stuff.
Tell your story, you fuck.
But I wanted to end on this. Are you
okay,
sure?
So then let's talk about the Blue Lagoon then. Let's talk about our experience there, if we may.
A man-made lagoon with heated water and minerals.
And how petty you are on the ship, because I took pictures and posted when we were on the ship and they had seafood day.
Let's talk about Blue Lagoon.
Hold on,
Blue Lagoon. Let me talk about Blue Lagoon, please.
Okay, we were in Iceland, and one of the things they're known for is the Blue Lagoon. Right? And it's a swimmable, man-made mistake. It's probably
it's like 3 feet of water. And it's like bluish. It's obviously Blue
Explain
Lagoon.
Explain why it is. And it's actually a hot spring. Okay, it may be 50 degrees out, but the water is like 105.
They heat it. I mean, it's
no,
fake,
they don't. That's real heat. That's coming. Those are gases from the earth, dude.
It looked a lot like there were generators heating it up a little bit more.
No,
adding to it.
What do you think? It's like a heated pool that you pay for.
Yeah, it was kind of like a heated pool. Anyway,
no, dude, and that's naturally made. It's naturally hot.
Regardless of the heat. Okay, we went. We had a very good time. Everyone brought their significance. Almost everyone from the show went that was on the cruise. We had a very good time.
They had a swim-up bar. Okay, that's man-made.
A swim-up bar.
That's man-made.
Yeah. And we did the mud masks that were fun. And But I did want to talk about what happened. So we're at this place, the Blue Lagoon. Now, if you're old enough to remember, and if you're not, I'm going to set it up. There was a movie in 1980 with Brooke Shields. It was about It was like a young couple, two teenagers
in love who
were like, if I remember correctly, they didn't speak. They were like raised in the jungle.
Yes.
And they swam naked in the Blue Lagoon.
That was the first nudity I ever saw in a film was Brooke Shields naked in the Blue Lagoon. I was like,
well, you saw her butt because she had long hair that covered her boobs.
She was so hot in that film.
Yeah. Well, okay. She was very young at the time.
But I was also, I think I might have got my first chubby because I was like a kid and I'm like,
wait a minute, in Iceland?
A naked woman. When I saw the Blue Lagoon as a kid, it was again first nudity ever. Anyway,
now do you remember they swam down and like they were like they went to the bottom?
Yes,
they swam in this bright. Okay, so two people on the morning show.
Three
people on the morning show. You're one of them.
Guilty.
Okay. Oh, is this where they filmed Blue Lagoon?
What the?
It's
fuck?
3 feet of water.
What the fuck did I know?
It's a man-made thing that's maybe been around 10 years. The movie was made 42 years ago, and you think as it has the same name, you're like, is this where they filmed the movie? And you aren't the only one. Three of you, is this where they filmed the movie? Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I fell into that trap.
First of all, how could you film a movie in cloudy, foamy blue water?
First of all, going into the trip and not seeing the Blue Lagoon, not swimming in it, it's an honest mistake. Like, oh, I'm going to the place where they filmed the movie.
Some of you asked about it once we were in the water. Okay?
Well, when I got there, I had my suspicions that it wasn't filmed. I'm like, wait, they didn't film the movie here. I had my doubts. When I saw it for myself.
Yeah.
But set the stage of what you got nothing around you but rocky mountains and
it was like
my God.
It looked like little volcanoes all around with steam coming out of them. And yeah. Look, it seemed unreal, right? It's that awesome that it seemed like it was a Disney lake, right? Where they created the rocks.
And the smoke everywhere. It's beautiful.
You have to walk through mountains of lava rock to get to this place. It was a bit of a schlep for me. You know, I was a little tired. But I want to tell you, I got yelled at.
Oh, well, because there's a reason.
Well, the changing rooms, they tell you about the changing rooms. They're naked changing rooms.
And the reason why everyone has to shower before they go into the room.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell my story yet, but you have to shower. Right. You have to shower.
Let's set the stage, okay? This is, go back to the beginning, okay? This is a man-made mistake. Someone in the 70s, 80s, whatever this hell was, they created this, and then it sprung a leak, and then the lagoon was born, and they're like, so they looked at each other like, oh, and like, we just created a brand new tourist attraction. That Google Blue Lagoon, it's interesting the way it was formed. However, right, because of the gases and the things that are in
and the minerals in the water, you got to be clean.
They force you into taking a shower before you enter the lagoon. It's a forced thing, or apparently you fuck up the pH levels of the lagoon, apparently.
Right, your deodorant, your cologne, whatever you stink.
So you
got to
get everything off of your body.
But here's the thing. Everything you read, they tell you it's a communal giant shower. So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not getting in a shower. First of all, I don't want to see other guys naked, and I don't want other guys naked seeing me naked. I don't want anyone seeing me naked. I'm not doing it. There better be a bathroom. There better be something. So I was like, I'm not going. Scary. When I told you that, you were like, you were okay with it.
Well, I was okay with it because I was thinking about how I was going to, buck the system and like, how am I going to get away with Bob showering in my bathing suit? And not take. I mean, when somebody are the Blue Lagoon locker room police going to come by and be like, pull your pants down, take your bathing suit off, kid? Like, you know, no. So I'm like, I'm already going to find a way around this. I am gonna find a way.
Yeah, keep in mind, we flew overnight to Iceland from like Wednesday night to Thursday morning. When we got there Thursday morning, because it was 6 hours ahead. We changed into our bathing suits. Went right to the Blue Lagoon. Yeah. We didn't sleep.
Well, I already thought. I'm like, I'm just going to take the shower nozzle. I'm going to shove it down my fucking bathing suit and throw some shampoo down there.
Is that where you were for 40 minutes that you were late?
Well, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to figure. When I got into the Blue Lagoon shower locker room, I had my method of how I was going to get around the nudity of it. Because apparently, as Americans, we're the only ones in the world that have hangups with seeing each other naked. Because these European guys... There was man ass everywhere. They were just like dropping trowel. I had like ball sack in my face. I saw the hairy.
What ride did you go on?
Dude, the locker room was in. I couldn't believe it.
Were you trying to kiss the Blarney Stones while you were there? Were you in the upside down position hanging off the bed?
I was
fuck, I couldn't believe it, Brody. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
and just
I
think of a
saying,
giant, just to think of a, like 100 people showering with water, soap flying everywhere, and showers, and the waters that were going down the drains were like, the drains were like, someone was spilling over to the opposite, the drain to the left.
Yeah,
of
so it's like ball water, some guy's ball water dripping, like coming over to me on the.
It was disgusting. You wanted to have flip flops on.
You ever seen a special effect in a movie or a TV show where like someone is stunned and the thing they're looking at comes, like zooms at them, zooms out, zooms in, zooms out?
Yes.
That's what it was like. It was like all the man ass was zooming in, zooming out, zooming. I was like, ah!
Yeah,
I felt like it was attacking me.
And they didn't care. This one guy was just walking around like with his dick out and just walking around looking for an empty shower stall. Meanwhile, his clothes were in his locker about 50 feet away, and he's just like, looking for an open shower head. And then, just picture like water and soap and shit going all over the place with steam everywhere. It was a fucking, it was crazy. It was insane.
Luckily, which they don't advertise, there was four or six individual stalls with doors. I was in a phone booth. It was so small.
I found one too.
But here's the thing. They didn't lock. The doors didn't lock.
I didn't give a fuck. So, at that point, I was in my own private stall. I found the same one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Once I got in the stall, I did the Scary Jones maneuver. I just let the water go into my bathing suit. No one can see. So I was like, I'm sorry. American, not doing it.
Yeah.
So after we do the Blue Lagoon thing, we go for lunch. It was great, a nice lunch. But I want to talk about when we got out of the Blue Lagoon. So we go back to change, and I'm not changing in front of these people. So I go to the bathroom, and I change in the bathroom. But the floor is wet in the bathroom.
Soaking wet.
Because the bathroom is right off the showers. So then
you got bathroom water and piss on the floor that you're going to step on.
So here's what I did. I threw my towel on the... they gave us robes.
I threw the
robe on the floor.
I did this.
Yeah, and I stood on the robe while I like hopped into my pants and into my underwear or whatever. So I had to like... I had to walk back through the shower to get to my locker.
They need a better system.
Better system. So I get back to my locker. I'm fully dressed except my feet. My feet are a little wet from walking through the shower. So there's a hair dryer on the ledge that like some guy just, he was using it to dry his hair in front of the mirror. He puts it down on the ledge. Nobody's using it. So I go, I have a great idea. I'm going to blow dry my feet so I can put my socks on. Why can't I dry them with the towel? Because the towel in the bathrobe I had to use to stand on in the bathroom.
Right.
I no longer have a dry towel.
I had that problem too. How do I dry the bottom of my feet? But you were luckily near this hair dryer.
Right. And it's dry by the locker. So I get the hair dryer and I'm power drying my feet with the hair dryer. This giant Swede, like Thor comes out from behind the mirror wall. And like giant Nordic guy, and he goes, no feet with dryer. Well, he didn't say it like that. He was like, dryer, no feet. No feet. What? No use on feet.
But
no
wait,
use on
wait.
Feet.
The air is, it's not a suck. The air is coming out. It's pushing out. So no matter where you aim the fucking thing.
It wasn't touching my feet. What does it matter what I'm aiming at?
That makes no sense.
It wasn't like there were people waiting to dry their hair. He goes, the dryer, no feet. No feet on dryer. No dryer on feet. That's what he said. I go, what?
So what's the difference if the air is blowing at your feet or your head?
It makes no difference. What does he think? The particles on my feet are going to splatter onto the wall? What? The dumbest rule ever. The dumbest rule ever. There was no sign.
No.
There was no sign in Icelandic. There was no sign anywhere that said
Maybe guys have been putting the blow dryer down their pants and blow drying their pubic hair.
You want to say no balls, that's fine.
No balls.
No balls. No balls. No dryer, no balls.
But it's the same concept.
Dryer no feet. Yeah, but the thing's down your pants. I get it.
The appliance is blowing air outward. There's no way that you can, you know, get... It's not unsanitary.
Right. Made no sense.
You're aiming something that doesn't even touch you. It's still 3 inches away.
Yeah, fuck you, Thor. Fuck you, Thor. That's all I have to say.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
All right.
Is that cool?
Yeah, then I tell you my story.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're flying today.
You got anything else before I tell you this story?
I have a lot, but it's going to have to wait till the next episode.
Okay. All right. So we arrived on Friday in Amsterdam, a day early. So the ship, we slept on the ship Friday, and Saturday morning we had to get off the ship in Amsterdam. So we go out, and there's a cab stand, and a very, very nice man driving a little station wagon. By the way, every car in Amsterdam is short and small and tiny. My Dodge Charger would not fit anywhere. I'll talk about that next episode. All right. Well, what's going on there with the bikes and the cars? Oh my God. But everybody rides a bike there. So the cab driver comes over. He goes, oh, do you need a lift? Yeah, absolutely. So he takes the luggage, puts it in the back. Very nice guy. Loads up the car. And we tell him we're going to the Renaissance by Marriott. Okay. It's like four or five blocks from the port. Well, we're driving for like 15, 20 minutes. It's like a $50 fee. We're like, wow, this seems wrong. He goes, all right, we're here. He took us to the Marriott of Amsterdam, but not the Renaissance by Marriott. Now we have to go back to the other hotel. By the time we were done, it was like 60 euro for a 5 minute ride. Now he could have said, hey, I'm sorry I went to the wrong hotel. But I was like, hey, you know what? You're a really nice guy. Let it ride.
Now, you showed self-restraint once again?
Yes. We had a great time. I didn't get stressed.
Did you hit your head on the Blarney Stone?
It sounds like it, right? I didn't go there. So I was like, you know what? Pay the euro. We had a good time. The guy was very nice. And my wife says to him, hey, listen, we're leaving Monday morning at 5:45 in the morning to get to the airport for our flight. Can you come back to this hotel on Monday morning? Do you work in the morning on Mondays? He goes, oh yeah, I work really early on Monday morning. I will be here. I said, okay. Now this is Saturday morning. So you're like, this guy's not coming Monday morning. He's not going to come. No way. So we go in the hotel, very nice hotel. And we say, if we need a cab Monday morning, what do we do? He goes, oh, we'll call you a cab. Don't worry. Not a problem. So because they have Uber there too. If you need an Uber, they have cabs, Ubers. So Monday morning, we pack up, we're half asleep. And sure enough, the guy's outside waiting to go. He loads us up. Couldn't believe he showed up. Scary. Nicest guy. Even though I overpaid him 2 days earlier, he packs us up in the, oh, let me take that for you. Let me take that for you. Okay. So we drive to the airport. I don't know. It's like 40 minutes to the airport. It's $62.46. Now the whole ride and the whole trip, my wife tells me, you don't really need to tip. It's built in. It's part of the VAT tax. It's built in. People don't tip in Europe. It's built into the price. That's why when Europeans come to America, they don't know to tip the staff sometimes because there's no tipping in Europe. But I feel guilty as an American not tipping. So I was like, listen, the guy showed up. He's a really nice guy. I'm going to give him a tip. She says, well, you don't have to. It goes into the, but you do what you want. I said, well, look, I have €5 in my pocket. Now, a lot of these guys have a little white box and you tap your credit card. Same box in Amsterdam, same box in all the countries we were at. Every cab driver has it. And you tap the box. Not like in New York where you slide a thing and you insert like in a credit card machine. It's a little white box. You follow me so far?
So far, yes.
It's like plugged into the dashboard. And it's on a cable. So most of the cabs we've been in don't have an opportunity to tip them. There's no like add a tip. So when we get to the airport, it's $62.46. I want to give them like 10 euro. That's fine, right? That's okay. There's no tip required because he's getting tipped anyway out of the $62.46. But I'm going to be a nice guy. I got 5 euro in my pocket. How he takes all the luggage out. He puts it on the sidewalk with my wife. And he says, let me get your credit card. So he goes back in the car. And he sits in the driver's seat and he leans over it to get his little white box. And, you know, I stand next to him with the door open right next to him sitting in the car. And I said, you know what? I've got 5 euro. Is there any way that's all I have. Is there any way to put a tip on the credit card? Can you do that? Oh, yeah. I said, do me a favor. I want to give you a 10 euro tip. Put €5 on the yep. machine and I'm going to give you 5 euro. Oh, that's very nice. That's very kind of you. So I put the 5 euro on his left leg. And it's sort of like a teepee. It's a little bit like raised on his leg. Okay?
Yeah.
So he puts the tip in and he goes, okay, $70, 70 euro. I said, whoa, what do you mean 70? He goes, I rounded it up. I said, I told you to put a $5 tip in. You put $7.54. I only wanted to give you 10, 5 and 5. I mean, no offense. You're very nice. But
yeah.
So why would you do that? He said, oh, I rounded it up. I said, well, do you have change? He says, no. I go, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, is that how that works?
Okay. So hold on. What would you do in this situation?
I'm not giving him a penny more. I have a nice night. I'm out.
Well, hold on. So here's what I did.
What did you do?
I took the 5 off his leg. I said, thank you very much.
So you gave him less. You rounded down.
I took the 5. I go, hey, you made the mistake. That's not my fault. He's like, okay, I understand.
Oh, man. I don't know, Brody. I don't know. That's wrong. These people.
You would have given him $12.50.
I would have let him have it. See you later. You're not getting enough. I mean, that's it. It is what it is. Why? Because I guess you're trying to say he's trying to trick. Is he trying to trick us as tourists?
Okay, first of all,
is he not realizing that we know how to do the conversion because it's in front of us?
There's no need for conversion. It's math.
It's math. Right, but certain times.
But here's the thing. He's a nice guy. But do I know for a fact he didn't go to the wrong hotel on purpose 2 days ago? Do I know that? And I paid him for going the wrong hotel.
Right, so you chalk that up as, nah, fuck him, because he, I overpaid him once, and this is not going
to
happen again.
This guy's got the balls to round it up to 70 when I clearly said add 5. He made it 70. So yeah. I looked down at the 5, I looked up at him, I looked down at the 5, looked up at him, and I went, well, listen, have a nice day.
Give
and
me that back. 5. You took it back?
Yeah, I took it back.
Oh, see, I'm also-
now, I want every slice's opinion. Would you have paid him $12.50 when you told him you wanted to give him 10? He made the mistake. I overpaid him already 2 days earlier.
Here's what I'll say this. I don't like being duped on purpose. So if it's trickery, I get like you. I'm like, fuck that. It's the principle behind it. And I would have taken the money back. If I sensed it was an honest mistake or he really...
How do you honestly put in $7.54 instead of 5?
I don't know. Nah. Here's the factor. The factor is when I'm on vacation, I'm a lot more relaxed. I'm a lot more giving and loving.
Yes,
and
I paid $60 for a 4-block ride.
I noticed you did, and I'm shocked that you did. I'm shocked you let him get away with it.
So the universe evened out.
When I'm on vacation, I usually tip a little bit more, and I let it happen. And let him round up. It's not a big deal. He's not like taking your eyeballs out.
That's a Scamboni.
Out.
Scamboni.
Yeah. I'm a little bit. I gotta say, I'm not as.
But wouldn't it make you question?
I'm not as against you as I thought I would be.
I see where you're coming from.
But no, I'm kind of in the middle on this one.
Well, here's the thing. Do you think maybe he scammed me the first time, and was like, oh, "I'll drive you to the airport. I'm gonna scam you again."
I don't think he scammed you
the first time. The old wrong Marriott hotel routine.
Because he was risking the fact that he didn't know who he had in his vehicle, and if he went to the wrong place and charged you 60, that you run the he runs the risk of you punching him in the face. Because he doesn't...
I'm too friendly.
So you
think
that he does this on a daily basis, and he
I didn't
he gets
think...
It wrong
I thought
purpose.
It was I thought it was an honest mistake, and he didn't... He never said, like, oh, I'll turn the meter off. He didn't do the right thing. He went to the wrong place. He didn't turn the meter off, and I didn't get mad at him. Right, he was a nice guy, very friendly guy, and he showed up on Monday, and I didn't think twice about it. But when he put in the extra tip, that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
Was, oh, I wonder if he got me.
Yeah.
So that's it. So much more for next week.
Yes, I'm going to leave us on this if we can. This is going to be quick, and I don't know. Remember on this podcast, I hope we talked about it. Did we talk about in my June vacation when we took that boat and they were giving us a tour from the water, and they were like, oh. And here's DJ Khaled's house. I was in Miami.
Yes.
And then DJ Khaled, and they're like, and there he is right now. And it was him, and we were screaming another one. Well, did we talk about it on this podcast? I don't know if we ever did.
I don't know.
We saw DJ Khaled from the water, and because we saw his house from Star Island or wherever it was in Miami. Yep. And we're like, oh my God, there he is. He's on the phone talking to someone. And it was him. And I started screaming, another one, DJ Khaled. And we have video of it to prove it.
Oh.
And you clearly see it's him. And he waved to us, and then he said he turned around and went, "Okay, fuck these people. They're weird." And we were on a boat, so we did it. It was his backyard from the water. Similar thing happened when I fast forward here. We didn't get to it, but when I went to Lake Como, we rented a boat for the day. And Brody, when you think of Lake Como, what is the quintessential thing that everyone talks about?
Oh, George Clooney lives there.
Right. So we were on a boat with a captain. Similarly,
that's how it works.
Taking us around the lake, and he was showing us all the places. Oh, this is where Scarface was filmed, or whatever film, Italian film. And this is where this is the house. This is the back of this person's Bitcoin house.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
He goes, all right, and we're coming up on the George Clooney compound. So similar fucking thing happened, Brody. And I didn't have the wherewithal to get my phone out to video it because I was like stunned. But Robin did, and we got footage, and I posted it, and I took a poll. And he goes, and this is where George Clooney's compound is, and Robin is like, oh my God, there's George in a mall. Now, we were far away, and there was a guy, a tall, slender guy with definitely gray Pauly Walnut sideburns, but he had dark hair, facing away with his hands against the railing with his back to us and talking to a blonde. And to the right was a figure that looked like Amal Clooney. And Robin goes, it's George and Amal. But we were
Did you yell another one?
No. We were three times as far away. So we were out of earshot. So we
and he's three times smaller than DJ Khaled.
We couldn't. Yes, he is. So Robin gets some video really quick as we're driving by on the boat. And it was all shaky video, and we had some zoom in technology, whatever. She's got the iPhone fucking 10, whatever. So it wasn't the best. So
10, they're up to 13, aren't they?
I know. I just got the 14 yesterday. I just programmed it. So we take video pictures. We get a still shot of what looks like them. I put it on Instagram, like the best possible shot of the lot. I swear, I need to believe it was George and Amal. Now, they have a whole compound, so they own the whole property. People are like, that's not his house. It's the one next to it. He owns the whole thing, okay? The woman definitely looked like Amal, the figure of Amal. She had the black hair. But you could see on this guy, a tall, slender guy, definitely taller than the woman in front of him who he was talking to, with the gray sideburns. It had to be them. It had to be. I need to believe it was them. And then other people, the naysayers, like, get the fuck out of here. You did not go to Lake Como and get on a boat and see George and Amal. No way. But the truth of the matter is, he had just hosted Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck a week prior at his house. He had to have been in town. There was no proof online that he was anywhere else but in the area, so it had to be him. I don't know. I need to believe.
All right.
Whatever. Maybe
I'll have to look at your Instagram. I didn't see it. So I'll look back and I'll see it.
But you know how sometimes you want to believe so badly that your mind plays tricks on you into thinking that it really was when it wasn't? I'm hoping this wasn't the case. I'm pretty sure this was him. I'm saying. Anyway. All right.
All right. Last thing. I know we said last thing. I got last thing. Next episode, I'm going to tell you why But I wrote some comedy things for a company. I was excited. It's not a job, but I wanted to write for them, and I wrote for them.
Ooh.
And October 8th at Comic-Con, I will be with the artist who fulfilled my writing, signing autographs.
Get out.
So I will tell you why that is next episode. Right. But I fulfilled a childhood dream.
But for now, Comic-Con New York City, October 8th. If you want to meet David Brody, he will be there. We'll get into more details about that next episode.
Yes.
Congratulations. Wow. Yes, I'm excited about for it. You. Wow, for once, you're getting an appearance and I'm not.
You're damn right.
We'll see you next time.
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.